Leading the news this morning, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has gone on American television to warn against a military strike against his country. Mr. Assad says the United States will pay a heavy price if it does attack Syria. Russia has suggested Syria put its chemical weapons under international control as a way of avoiding military action. The bloodletting has well and truly begun in the Labor Party after Saturday's election loss. Former frontbencher Craig Emerson has let loose on Kevin Rudd. Mr. Emerson has branded the former Prime Minister a treacherous leaker and says he must quit politics for the good of the party. The lawyer for an Australian man acquitted of drugs charges in Malaysia will apply to have him freed this morning. Dominic Bird was re-arrested yesterday as he was about to fly back to Australia. The prosecution has lodged an appeal against a court decision to drop the charges against him. Tony Abbott's Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin, faces court in the ACT this morning on a drink driving charge. Ms. Credlin recorded a reading of 0.075 when she was pulled over by police outside her Canberra home back in May. And Australia's consumer watchdog is joining an international crackdown on those misleading smartphone apps. The ACCC says many apps claim to be free, but then charge users to play the games. It wants the costs fully disclosed before the apps are actually downloaded.